This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, imemc.org, for April the 12th through to April the 18th, 2008. As Israeli army attacks leave 30 Palestinians killed in Gaza this week, the Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert set forth conditions for ceasefire with Hamas and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent actions in the West Bank. I am EMC's Manaj Jabrin with the details.
11 protesters, among them a Palestinian journalist, were injured on Friday during the weekly protest against the wall in the village of Bel'in near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. As is the case each week, villagers of Bel'in, along with their international and Israeli supporters, conducted their weekly protest against the Israeli annexation wall on their land. After Friday prayers, the protesters marched from the village towards the gate of the wall, which separates the villagers from their farmlands. The main theme of the event this week was solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners. As soon as the protest arrived at the gate, Israeli troops stationed there showered them with sound bombs, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets. Witnesses told IMMC that troops deliberately attacked journalists to prevent them from documenting. Ammar Awad, a Reuters photojournalist, was lightly injured after troops shot him with a rubber-coated steel bullet. Another 11 protesters suffered from tear gas inhalation. At least 200 Palestinians from Al-Khadr village, located near Bethlehem City in the southern part of the West Bank, along with international and Israeli peace activists, protested against the illegal wall Israel is building on the village's land. The protest was in the form of Friday prayer in the street in presence of around 60 Israeli soldiers. The protesters dispersed after the imam gave a speech to the worshippers and protesters calling for an ongoing nonviolent resistance to end the Israeli occupation. Speeches were delivered by the local organizers. Coordinator of the local Committee for Popular Resistance in Bethlehem, Samer Jaber, told IMMC that this Friday the protest was in solidarity with the Palestinian political detainees held by Israel. For IMMC.org, this is Manar Jibrin.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas visited Russia this week. His visit was preliminary to a Russia-sponsored international peace conference to be held soon in Moscow. This and more by IMEMC's Fouad Azir.
Last November, Washington hosted Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, which set the aim of reaching a solution by the end of 2008. As of yet, however, little progress has been made. While on a visit to Russia on Thursday, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated that unless Israel releases all Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails, a peace agreement is unlikely. From a Qatar-hosted trade conference this week, the Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni stated that the Islamist Hamas party in Gaza was an obstacle to peace with Israel. Meanwhile, Vice President of the European Parliament Luisa Morgantini issued a press release on Friday demanding a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, as well as an end to the siege imposed on the Gaza Strip, also condemning Israel's decision to deny ex-US President Jimmy Carter entry to the Gaza Strip. On the ground, ex-President of the United States Jimmy Carter met with Hamas Member of Parliament Nasr al-Sha'ar in the West Bank city of Ramallah. He described the meeting as good and stated that he hoped peace would be achieved in the region. This week, Carter also met with two other Hamas officials, Mahmoud al-Zahar and Saeed al-Siam, in Cairo. Israel and the United States criticized the Carter-Hamas meetings, with Israel asserting that Hamas is committed to the destruction of the State of Israel. U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice stated, "I find it hard to understand what is going to be gained by having discussions with Hamas about peace, when Hamas is in fact the impediment to peace." Rice made her comments on Friday during a meeting with officials in Germany. Also this week, Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert put forth his conditions for a ceasefire with Hamas and the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. He demanded that Hamas stop firing homemade shells from Gaza onto Israel and that Israel maintain a level of control on Gaza's border crossings. On the ground, the Israeli army controls all crossings leading in and out of the Palestinian coastal region, including the Rafah-Egypt crossing. The London-based Arabic newspaper Al-Hayat quoted Palestinian sources stating that Hamas might accept the Israeli ceasefire offer, but that the Islamic Jihad resistance group in Gaza, as well as the Palestinian Authority, may not agree. The Palestinian Authority in Ramallah had offered to take control of Gaza's border crossings, yet Hamas refused the deal and asked for joint responsibility over the borders, especially the Rafah crossing terminal on the Gaza-Egypt border. Israel enforced a total closure on the coastal region in June of last year after the democratically elected Hamas took over the territory amidst a power struggle with the Fatah party of President Abbas. Israel says that Hamas calls for the destruction of Israel, while Hamas, since taking power after the January 2006 elections, has voiced readiness for a long-term truce with Israel. For IMEMC.org, this is Fuad Azir.
This week, the Israeli army attacks on Gaza left 30 Palestinians, including 8 children and a journalist, killed. From Gaza, IMEMC's Rami Amagari with the details.
On Monday, in the north of the Gaza Strip, the Israeli army extrajudicially executed 2 resistance fighters of the Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, wounded a third one. 5 other civilian bystanders, including a child, were injured in the attack. Palestinian medical sources in Gaza City reported that one Palestinian patient died on Monday at midday, succumbing to cancer after having been denied a permit to leave the Gaza Strip for a treatment by the co-paying Israeli army. Suha Al-Jumpas, 22, had cancer and had applied several times to leave the Gaza Strip for medical care, but the Israeli army refused. The death of Al-Jumpas brings the number of Palestinian patients who have died in Gaza due to the 9-month-long Israeli siege to 133. On Tuesday, 4 activists of the Palestinian resistance group, the Al-Qassam Brigades, were killed and 4 others were wounded during armed clashes with the Israeli army troops that moved into the Shajaiya neighborhood in the east of the Gaza City. Meanwhile, on Wednesday afternoon during an incursion into Jahr el-Dik village in the central Gaza Strip, the Israeli army killed 13 Palestinian civilians, including 80 children and a journalist, and wounded 32 others, including 7 children. 5 Palestinian resistance fighters and 3 Israeli soldiers were killed during 3 different incidents in the Gaza Strip on Wednesday. Palestinian sources said the 4 fighters of the Al-Qassam Brigades, the armed wing of Hamas, were killed when the Israeli army invaded Al-Shajaiya neighborhood east of Gaza City and clashed with Palestinian fighters at dawn. Meanwhile, Palestinian sources reported that a Palestinian man said to be an Islamic Jihad fighter was killed by Israeli army fire in the southern part of the Gaza Strip in the city of Rafah on Wednesday at dawn. 3 Israeli soldiers were killed when a group of Al-Qassam brigades managed to ambush them near the fuel terminal of Nahal Oz to the east of Gaza City on Israel-Gaza border line. Earlier on Wednesday, Israeli troops killed a Palestinian farmer and wounded 2 others in the northern Gaza Strip. Additionally, 12 Palestinians, including a child and 2 women, were wounded by army attacks and separate attacks throughout the Gaza Strip. Palestinian sources reported that the 3 Palestinian fighters died on Thursday, 2 due to previous ones and 1 during clashes with the Israeli army at midday Thursday. For IMEMC.org, this is Rami Almighari in Gaza.
This week, the Israeli army conducted at least 48 military invasions targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank. During those attacks, the Israeli army killed 3 resistance fighters and kidnapped 52 Palestinian civilians, including 14 children. IMEMC's Mary Smith has the details.
The invasions this week were concentrated in the cities of Nablus, Jenin, Hebron, and Bethlehem. With 52 civilians kidnapped this week, the number of Palestinian civilians kidnapped by Israel in the West Bank since the beginning of 2008 has mounted to 927. This week, the Israeli army continued to target and kill Palestinian resistance fighters. The latest was the assassination of a leader of the resistance in Balata refugee camp, located in Nablus city. Hani Al-Kabi, 22, the leader of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, the armed wing of the Fatah party, was killed when Israeli troops surrounded a house in Balata refugee camp and used bombs to shell it. Soldiers also kidnapped 2 other men, one of which was injured during the attack. During a pre-dawn attack on Thursday, which targeted Kabtia town located near the city of Jenin, Israeli troops killed 2 Palestinian resistance fighters. Local sources in Kabtia said that Israeli troops and a bulldozer invaded the town, then surrounded a house that was under construction. 2 fighters from the Al-Quds brigades were inside. Clashes between the Israeli soldiers and the fighters took place for several hours. The clashes ended when troops used explosives to attack the house, killing the 2 fighters inside. Medical sources identified the 2 resistance men as Bilal Ikmil, 26, and Izzeddin Idwat, 19. Ikmil was the leader of the Al-Quds brigades in the northern part of the West Bank, sources from the Islamic Jihad said. On Monday afternoon, the Israeli police demolished a Palestinian-owned house located in Anata neighborhood in the northern part of Jerusalem city. Witnesses stated that bulldozers and Israeli troops surrounded the house on Monday morning. Police officers forced the family out of their home and attacked them with batons. By Monday evening, the house was completely leveled, local sources reported. The Israeli police said the house was too close to the illegal annexation wall and that it was built without the required official documents. Israel rarely issues construction permits for Palestinians living in Jerusalem since occupying the city in 1967. Palestinian sources reported on Saturday that the body of a 16-year-old Palestinian child was found 2 days ago in Kibbutz Hatzarim area in the southern Hebron Hills. The leg of the child was amputated and the child bled to death after an explosive left by the army detonated near him while he was herding sheep in the area. For IMEMC.org, this is Mary Smith.
This week, the Palestinians mark the Prisoners' Day. The Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas stated that no peace deal will be reached without the Israelis releasing those imprisoned. IMEMC's Ghassan Banour with the details.
Hundreds of demonstrators mark Prisoners' Day. On April 17th of each year, Palestinians mark Political Prisoners' Day in solidarity of the Palestinians who are detained by Israel with protests throughout the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. Since 1967, when Israel occupied both the West Bank and Gaza, Israeli troops have abducted a total of 750,000 Palestinian prisoners for being involved in resisting the Israeli occupation, according to the Palestinian Authority. That would be the equivalent of having one member of every Palestinian family imprisoned at least once in their lifetime. At present, 9,750 people are held in detention by the Israeli military. 49 of those abducted by the Israeli army are Palestinian lawmakers who won the January 2006 parliamentary elections. Palestinian MP Isa Karaki', the head of the Political Prisoners Affairs Committee in the Palestinian Parliament, describes conditions inside the prisons.
The demonstrations are a clear indication that Palestinian society demands the freedom of all political detainees. In addition, it shows that Palestinians will not accept any deal that does not involve freeing political prisoners. The situation in the Israeli jails is deteriorating. 8 died during 2007, and 1 this year because of the bad medical care.
According to the Palestinian Authority report, over half of the 9,750 political detainees are either being held without a trial or were kept under administrative detention. If the detainees get a court hearing, it will be in a military court, even though they are civilians. In those courts, Israel apply what the report cites as secret charges, which the detainee and his or her lawyer are not allowed to see. The Israeli military record states that the Palestinian prisoners in the Israeli detention facilities currently include 330 children. Reports by the Red Cross and human rights groups say those children face interrogation by the army, and in most cases the children experience some form of torture. The abduction of Palestinians occurs frequently as the military searches and ransacks private homes, mainly in the West Bank, under the pretext that residents are resisting the army. Tamer Salah, a Palestinian child from Bethlehem, experienced these abductions firsthand.
I was 16 and a half years old when I was taken. I served 2.5 years, they said, because I used to throw stones at the army. They psychologically tortured me and they physically tortured me in the beginning. The good food was only on Thursday and Friday. The rest of the week it was bad. There was a 13-year-old boy from Amala with me. Each time the guards attacked us with dogs, he used to break down psychologically.
For IMEMC.org, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For constant updates, check out our website, imemc.org. Thanks for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. This is Louisa White.